This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Happy Monday to you, folks. How you doing? Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. A little time to chat about whatever is on your mind here at 800-228-0550. We talked about a lot of things last hour, from pipeline debates that rage on in Minnesota that make absolutely no sense. Sounds a little familiar to some of the things we've dealt with in North Dakota, doesn't it? Oh, isn't that special? What else? Term limits has been something we've bandied about. Steve Bannon before the Value Voter Summit over the weekend. A little bit on Mitch McConnell. Some scolding of Todd going on for attending an NFL game with K-Fire listeners this weekend, where they loaded up the bus and headed out to check out the Packers and the Vikes. But I think you have more people agreeing with you than disagreeing with you that you did the right thing. So I think you're in pretty good shape, Todd. No need to worry. And the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with an Ethiopian refugee who's begging us not to repeat history after she escaped socialism. And this woman who I've not met, Chigetu Kabedi, I think is how you say her name. I'm sure I'm messing that up, but we have a mutual friend. And her mutual friend said to me, "You can't believe what a patriot this woman is. You'd love her story." I said, "Well, bring her in. Let's hear her story." So, I'll take a warning from anybody, right? And if there's some folks in the sound of our voice that on a path to repeating history, well, we'll wake them up a little bit. We'll do our part here today on the program. I might have ticked some people off in Minnesota, judging by this text here. Don't speak for all of us Minnesotans being liberals. Most liberals are in the Twin Cities and Duluth. The rest of the state is common sense, Republican, conservative. I think that's exactly what I said. Almost verbatim. I just said there was a strong population in the Twin Cities metro, and remember I referred to Duluth as granola and long being gone up there on the range. So I think that's exactly what I said. Pretty sure. Turn off Minnesota, or turn off transmission lines to Minnesota for a week during winter when they thought maybe their brain will too. Yeah, I've often thought we should embark on, and there's some of this out there, but Minnesotans don't have a clue. I don't think average everyday Minnesotans have a clue about where their energy comes from. And that literally, if we just said we're turning it off, which you can't do, right? I mean, it sounds nice, but it'd be fun to do, just to wake some people up, but you just can't. You can't do that to customers. You can't do that. It's, I'm sure it'd be legal, I mean, for any number of reasons. But if you could demonstrate to them that if we did that, here's what would happen to you, maybe they would wake up. I don't know. Texter says, "Hey, Scott, I've been seeing a billboard with the American flag, black and white stripes with a blue stripe in the middle. It's disturbing. What is this all about?" I think you're referring to the Blue Lives Matter flag. Have you seen this, Todd?
I have.
Yeah, isn't that the Blue Lives Matter? It's the thin blue line. It's the
right.
It's in support of law enforcement, is what it is. Maybe they're disturbed because they see the flag black and white, and the blue stands out. They obviously stand. They do that so the blue stands out, and you see it. You know, get that it's being disrespectful to the flag. I've seen it. Anything that makes us think about law enforcement, I'm all for. Sorry. I just am. And somebody's giving Todd some grief about how much NFL merchandise you purchased down there. Todd, did you spend a lot of money at the game? Buy one of those $30 hot dogs? Or
no. Well, they're not exactly on my meal plan, so no.
You couldn't if you wanted to.
Right.
Plus, you're smarter than buying a $30 hot dog.
My favorite was the luxury box at the Metrodome where they have the list of items. Dome dogs, $54. Now, I'm not sure if there's a quantity or if that's each, or you think they'd note that on the list, but I guess not. No, I didn't spend any money on NFL anything this weekend.
So. More texters here. We'll take some more callers. Got some lines open right now. 258-0550 is the toll-free. Well, that's a local number. 701-258-0550. The toll-free is 800-228-0550. Here's the texters. It's your attitude that you attending NFL games doesn't make a difference. Dropping attendance and TV ratings is what will change their mind and stop the kneelers and arm lockers from disrespecting our flag and our country. Must be talking about your attitude, Todd.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Scott, do you kneel in church?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay. You're part of the problem, then. You're kneeling. You're with the kneelers.
No, I'm kneeling for God, though.
Nah, you're the kneelers. Difference. You're with the kneelers.
The kneelers they're referring to is the people that take a knee. You know, stand for flag, kneel for God. Just a real simple little thing to follow in life there. Stand for flag, kneel for God. Another texter. If my information is correct, the Cowboys owner told his players if they sit on the bench during the national anthem, they will sit on the bench the entire game.
True.
NASCAR leaders put a stop to any thoughts of disrespecting our anthem or flag before anyone did by telling the crews they'd be out of a job. That is what all owners of any kind of team should do.
My guess is Colin Kaepernick wouldn't fit in with NASCAR's crowd anyway, right?
No, well, the hair thing wouldn't work because the car goes too fast. The hair would like, rip off his head or something.
Well, you couldn't get the helmet on.
True, yeah. Could you imagine what some of these other countries would do with that kind of disrespect? Stand up. This is in caps, by the way. That's why I'm talking a little louder, Todd. I'm trying to portray the viewpoint of the texter.
Yep.
Stand up. Hand on your heart, honor your flag, and what it stands for. End of caps. So I'll go back to talking normal. Replace the players that won't. There are plenty of players that would love that job. There are. That, by the way, was a text bomb. Because there was about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different ones it took to get all that in. I love the passion. I love the capital letters. Bring it on. Tell us what you think. Another texter, a whole tribe of people. Great, Scott. I don't know what that means. Do you? Todd, can you help me translate that? Todd's done. Todd. So,
somebody forgets that this is the text, the text line to call, and now people are calling me directly to tell me how evil I am.
No, you can't do that. You text Todd.
I'm gonna stop answering.
You text Todd at 226-8503. You text me at 367-2054. You call 258-0550. Another texter. I grew up and live in Minnesota. I love the state and hate the politics. Look at the election map and notice that all the counties that voted for Trump, except for Hennepin, even the White Earth Indian Reservation, where I live, voted for Trump. I really hate the cities. They give the rest of the state a bad rap.
Well,
it's true. Big numbers there. I'm feeling your pain. Born and raised Minnesota boy. Right there with you. Completely. 100%. Totally get it. Totally. That's for sure. Quick preview of what's to come on the What's on Your Mind program. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to the top advisor for Ryan Zenke. Ryan Zenke is the Secretary of Interior. And this fellow's name is Vincent DeVito. He spoke recently at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, called their fall meeting, I guess, and said basically that his job was to make sure that mineral rights owned by the federal government actually are explored. Because the revenue to the Treasury of the United States, at a time, by the way, when we have a $20 trillion debt, came down every year in the Obama years. And came down a lot. I forget how many billion, but it was like, you know, was it like $20 billion to $2 billion or something like that was the number? Pretty amazing. Wednesday, we have the entire program dedicated to a tax reform town hall. I promised we would do this. Congressman Cramer graciously agreed to participate in it. And I want you to get your questions and your input ready on the tax reform bill. Okay? Big one. Big, big, big. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning. What I'm thinking about Donald Trump, our president, we're going to have 16 years. Going to have eight of a senior and eight of a junior. Very possible. And I think we're probably headed that way right now.
Yeah, I want to just ask you now, that sounds like a lot of confidence there. Steve Bannon had the same amount of confidence talking about Donald Trump's re-election chances. Do you feel confident about his election chances? I have to tell you, I do. But I don't imagine everybody does, because they're looking at this slice in time. With the Senate unable to get anything done, bungling on health care, you get reelected by getting things done, and he's certainly done a fair share on his own, but with very little help from Congress. But I have a confidence too. I think the biggest thing is the economy. I just think there was so much pent-up demand from the Obama years, there's going to be a big difference. And if the economy roars, Donald Trump roars. You know, you get a growth rate up there, 4%, wage growth, job creation. It just fuels everything. What do you think? You get reelected, big numbers? 258-0550, you tell me. 258-0550. Time to celebrate another one of our callers, as we do every day with the help of our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all to Delta. Call them first. DeltaConstructors.net or call Eric at 406-250-8151. If you need turnkey well site solutions, Delta Constructors gets it done. In a way better than anybody else. They really do. Incredible job. Celebrate one of our fine callers. We had a little fun on Friday talking about pet peeves, and here was a classic one.
Yeah, Scott. Hey, I got a couple of pet peeves for you. One is when a trash can's almost full and somebody goes in there and crams as much more as they can and walks away from it.
Yeah. And you get left to clean up the mess. It happens. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. That's the call of the day. Your call of the day, if you're in the oil industry, should be Eric at 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net. Trevor in the Bakken, what's on your mind?
Question for you. I'm a veteran, and I serve to help protect everybody, to preserve everybody's freedoms, be able to do what they want. And everybody's, my question to all these people who are so worried about the kneelers in the NFL is, so when the national anthem comes on TV, you jump out of your chair and you stand up, or are you just sitting there feeling your face waiting for the game to start?
That means Todd approves. That wild clapping in the background, that's Todd. He's approving. He's a little bit butthurt over getting all this grief he's been getting today. He's so glad to have somebody supporting him. But it's a fair point, right? I mean, yeah. I mean,
very.
What are we doing at home when the anthem's being played? I just have it in my brain that I stop no matter wherever I'm at. I've been at sporting events before. We were still dilly-dallying out in the concourse, you know, in the arena they're playing the flag. I just stop dead, you know. Many people don't. It's like, well, I'm not in there, so I'm not going to, you know. But you should. So do you think the whole thing's sort of much ado about nothing, Trevor, or what?
But what is their right? We're all constitutional rights, and us veterans serve to protect them rights. I don't agree with it. I'm not happy about it, but it's their right as much as it is your right to sit on your couch and watch and just wait for the game.
Very interesting. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate the call. Jim in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to mention that the Democrats always talk about the Republicans treating the poor badly, and now they're talking about Trump taking away medical insurance for the poor. Don't they realize that the poor people don't pay for their insurance, they're on Medicaid? And also, President Obama raised the poverty level up 400% so that people could get insurance without paying. So how dumb do they think we are?
Well, what's going on right now is the Democrats are trying to use this subsidy decision as somehow Donald Trump is taking on the poor. Here's the deal. Barack Obama didn't care about the Constitution. So
right.
the fact that the Constitution says Congress appropriates before the executive branch can spend was lost on him. So, you know, the reason the decision was made about subsidies is because the money hasn't been appropriated. And it's a bunch of people from Congress running around yelling at Donald Trump about how horrible he is that haven't done their job. That's the amazing thing. And these total morons on television, they don't even bring the question up. They don't even bring it up. Carl Rove, thankfully, on Fox News Sunday yesterday said, well, wait a minute, this is about the Constitution. This is about what is you know, they're idiots. They're absolute idiots.
I know.
The swamp is idiots.
The subsidy payments are unconstitutional. But leaving that aside, the poor don't pay. They don't pay for Medicaid. None of them do. They don't need subsidy payments.
No, that's a fair point, too, Jim. It is.
Yeah, I mean, if they're talking about the Republicans hurting the poor get it for free. So, and then Obama raised the poverty level up, so they would all get Medicaid. So, who cares? I mean, if they could take the subsidies away, and the poor would still have Medicaid. So, there you go.
There you go, Jim. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome. Texter says, did you guys see a German soccer club kneel in solidarity for the NFL players? I didn't, but doesn't surprise me, given where it happened. Another texter, there are a lot of people that work at these games that would be hurt by not going to them, like the person that sells at the concession stands. They don't make millions and need that job, so not going is not the answer. Punish the players. All right, there's another one. I'm not reading this text. This text is ripping on me, Todd.
But you'll read them if they rip on me.
Yeah, that's how I
Well, if it makes you feel any better, apparently that's what the Nazis said is now being thrown about my comeback, so whatever.
Yikes. Can you read this one about me?
No. You go ahead. You're on a roll.
I refuse to. You're going to have to read it or start getting on. Talking about my eating habits.
Your eating habits.
I made that comment earlier about the soup, and now I'm getting in trouble.
Oh, I knew I should have said that one. Well, that's a. Oh, no, wait a minute now, Scott. That's a cute one. You can't lump that in with all the other angst that's been going on today. Hang on, I'm bringing it back up here. Okay, Scott doesn't like soup. Therefore, he's an Al Qaeda.
Seriously,
we do have to. Whether you're a true American or not, that you hate soup.
I that's a little harsh, I'm thinking. You know, I just shared a particular taste of,
oh, or lack thereof. Scott, it's from the same book of, you know, people that compared Hillary and Trump and Bernie to Hitler.
Yeah.
So-and-so is Hitler. Well, obviously so-and-so isn't Hitler. My God, nobody's that, you know.
Another so texter says, yeah, and I don't like soup. A friend of mine once said, you don't like soup? Who hates soup?
Well, you haven't tried borscht, though, from that Russian place in New York, so.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot.
Keep an open mind there.
Trump needs to keep jobs first action going in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, swing states. Amen. Watch them all.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Energy Services is hiring all across the Bakken. Every service area. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. You can join a team that's in it for the long haul, and they are. MBIEnergyServices.com. A great place to start, or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS. Great company. They really are. They encourage employee involvement and career development, a healthy work environment. One of the fastest-growing service companies in the industry. An industry leader because of their people. And they really offer employees a wide variety of opportunities and positions for advancement in a very exciting industry. So find out more about them. You'll get to know them and you'll love them. Trust me on this one thing. Our next guest, Shigeto Kabeta, is a refugee from Ethiopia. And she's come with a message for us today to think long and hard about not repeating history. She escaped socialism. Going to tell us a little bit about that story. I'm going to play a short video that she did for a documentary with some other refugees and some other folks that came here from other countries. And then we'll visit with her a little bit.
I didn't choose the United States. I was a refugee, a property of refugee, the UN. They choose for me where to go. If I have a choice where to go, Minnesota would not be the first choice. I would go to California or Florida. But I left my country at the age of 17, running away from socialism. And in socialism, there is no giving. There is no growth. There is no prosperity. I understood the principle that the founding fathers put together. Any of us can grow in this country. The landscaping or the system is set up that it doesn't discriminate anyone from anything. And so I really feel blessed to live in this country. When I think about refugee life and refugees, going through all that misery and you get here and you have a life again, you build all over again. I was able to send my child to school. I was able to live where I choose. I was able to do what I like to do in life. And I have given a second chance in this country. So that's my story.
Shigeto, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well,
nice to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so awesome to be here. And thank you for the opportunity. And I would like to also thank God that we live in a country that we are allowed to express our freedom in the right way. So I am so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we take that for granted. I think that's safe to say.
We do. Yes.
Being here is, it really is. When you see and hear the stories of what others go through, we have our problems, we have our issues, we have mm-hmm. things we need to continue to work through as any republic would. But it's certainly something we take for granted. How long have you been here?
I have been here for 27 years.
All right. So before we talk about your time here, bring me back to your time as the before you why you needed to be. Why you needed to be a refugee, why you needed to leave. What do you remember from, you were how old when you came here, 17, did you say?
I left my country at the age of 17, and then I was in a refugee camp for 3 years and a half and then settled in the United States.
What do you remember most of those 17 years?
War, poverty, frightened all the time, not know the certainty. There is no guarantee of life that tomorrow will come. That was the life of a refugee, pretty much.
Your earliest memories include that?
Yes.
So your parents just teach you?
My country was for many centuries, as history can tell it, has been under a kingdom. And we switched into socialism. And that caused me and many other kids to lose their parents. Now, in socialism, we hear it. It's something very honorable thing that makes you have a free education, makes you have free medicine, free this and free that. And everybody say, let's sign up for it. But the thing is, really, in socialism, there is no giving. It's everything they take away from you. The way God designed for human being to live, there is none in socialism. So it's really a day, it's like the differences between the day and night. And once my country immersed himself in socialism, even the landscaping changed. That's when the world heard about us being hungry. Still the world know us with the starvation, killing. Because when you take God out of a nation, there is no conscience. So killing became a normal thing. The strong take from the weak. The property people own, they took away. In socialism, you can't have a big land. In socialism, you can't have a big house. In socialism, you can't have two cars. Even the cars that you drive, they are Russian gasoline. So you've been told what day you are allowed to drive your car. Sugar, flowers, the simple thing that we do, even if you have money, how much you need to get for how many pounds you are allowed to get, the government dictate. So that was my childhood growth. Every morning when we were in the school, we kids called out of the class had been told, your dad just got shot, or your brother, or your grandfather, your uncle. That was a daily thing for us. And you saw a grieving crying every morning.
Wow. You lost your parents, you mentioned. You were five at the time, right, your biological parents?
Yes, when me and my three brothers rescued and brought to the orphanage, I was three. Wow. No, I was five, I'm sorry.
So you were five, and who you go to an orphanage? Do you get, is there foster parents, or who becomes?
We were taken to the Scandinavian missionary orphanage. And then they, afterwards, also, they have been told to leave the country. As you know, socialism, it does not allow any free nation to be there. So including the American embassy have been shut down and the missionaries have been sent back to their country. So you can imagine I have lost a parent for a second time. Afterwards, also two of my brothers have been killed.
You mentioned that socialism means the removal of God.
Yes.
So were you taught, did you have your faith from a young age and then you had to suppress that?
It's been became like illegal things. You can't have a Bible, you can't have a church, you can't wear a cross. Everything God has to be removed out of the country. It was considered God was the problem for our world's problem. So God had been removed.
So you had that from a young age, but then had to literally give that up.
Yes.
So what does that do to a young girl? I mean, do you still feel that draw to a higher power, but you suppress it or keep that quiet? Or, I mean, is that what got you through these times? Tell me about that. Why?
Well, before I get to the refugee camp, that was my life. I mean, people individually, as each person have his choice or her choice to keep their faith in their heart. But it was something that was legal. You can't practice Christianity and socialism. You can't go to church. You can't read the Bible. You can't get gathered together, three, four people, and talk about your faith.
You mentioned your brothers.
Yes, sir.
Did you lose them?
Yes, two of them got killed, and just the baby brother survived, and so the two of us only survived.
Did he come to the United States as well? Was he a refugee?
No. He was, by the time he's old enough to be by himself, I was settled down in the United States, and so I was able to help him, send money for him, and back in Ethiopia, and so.
Interesting. And you, you too were a victim of violence through this, right?
Yes. I have been, you know, in recent years, after the reason I wrote this book, Appeal to Heaven for a Great Nation, most of us really, we don't understand how blessed we are. And also not knowing history, you will repeat the same again and again. Now, in my opinion, America is a country that has been designed. There are two countries in the world that have been designed. One is Israel, the other one is America. When you look at in a political stream today, people are debating, bring a refugee, don't bring a refugee. This is racist, this is not racist. I think if we really sincerely wanted to solve a refugee problem, we need to go to the root of the problem, which is what is causing people to become a refugee to begin with. Just arguing about an issue is bringing and not bringing, it's just putting a bandage on a wound that is not taken care of. It may need to be sewed, it may need to be, metal need to be removed, it need to be taken care of, need to be understood, need to be tested. But no, we're not doing all that, we're just putting a bandage and hoping it will heal. So in my opinion, really, if we care about refugees, we need to get to the root of it, what is causing it. If we just argue about bringing and not bringing, we will repeat the same thing. We will, since Mr. Obama got in the office, the refugee number doubled. Why? They are not really thinking about what causing refugees to solve a refugee problem. And instead, we're just looking at it as a number of votes. And so from 13 million, now we have 30 million refugees around the world. So if we don't get into the root of problem, we're just going to repeat history. Recently, someone asked me about a wall and say, don't you think this is a racist idea to have a wall between us and Mexico? I asked the person, do you live in a house or an apartment? And the gentleman said, I live in a house. And I said, do you have a door and a window in your house? He said, yes. Do you have rooms in your house? He said, yes. Those rooms, did they have doors and window? He said, yes. Then who are you trying to keep? Why do you have doors and windows in your house? Even we go into in our own homes that we know we live in with people that we feel comfortable and say, yet still we have doors and windows in our rooms. That is a boundary. Having a door or a wall, that is just a common sense thing. Country is made out of many homes, many people. So I really want us to think outside of a box. It's not just a political argument issue, who would be elected because they are saying this to be voted for this or that. We really have to think about from a nation perspective. If I, as a mother, if I don't protect my children, if I didn't have a door and I didn't have a palace that's around the house, how to be?
You wouldn't be a very good mother, would you?
It would not be, not be a good mother.
You're not protecting your children, your family. Absolutely. All right, hang on a sec. We'll continue this conversation, fascinating one, with our guest, who is, by the way, she mentioned, an author of a book called Appeal to Heaven for a Great Nation, Sagitu Kabata. Back with us after this.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years, and what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Never have a better night's sleep ever once you get MyPillow. It just is the best. It's all I can say. I know it because I have one, have for several years, Todd as well, and we hear it from our listeners over and over and over again. So if you heard it over and over and over again and haven't made that purchase or have made it and love it, but haven't shared that love with family members, get to it. Great deal right now. The buy one, get one special is back on the best pillow on earth. You sleep on it 59 nights. You don't like it, send it back. Got that guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. and all the other MyPillow accessories, from MyPillow mattresses to mattress covers and MyPillows for pets, are up to 50% off, too, when you use my promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with more of our conversation with our guest, a fascinating conversation about life as a refugee, Chiquito Cubeta. She's written a book, Appeal to Heaven for a Great Nation. We were talking about how the refugee program is controversial and how if people, for instance, we have a city council member in Fargo who said, what is the cost of the school system for this? What is the cost of to law enforcement for this? What are the impacts? He wants to know just raw data. For asking those questions, he is called a racist, Chiquito. Are we a racist if we ask questions about this?
No, I think asking a question is the most important thing because we learn things. What we're dealing with, the refugee issue, when you think about it, is a completely new issue for our society. We have never dealt with it. And we don't know what refugee camp is. I want to give you an example. Refugee camps are a warehouse for human where no other people connected with them. They don't have
bad deal.
Very bad deal.
Yeah.
So refugees are sitting in somewhere in the world, outskirts of that country. Usually that country leaves the land for refugee for the UN where their native don't want to deal with it.
Do these refugees, by and large, if we went in there, you and I, and we interviewed 100 of them, would 99 say, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to go back?
I mean, they don't want to go. I have a video that I have a refugee camp school in Ethiopia for Eritrean refugees. I have been doing this for the last 6 years. And the reason I went there is I used to have after a school program inside the Minneapolis. And what I learned, there is a huge difference between immigrant and refugee. Refugees are people who have been warehoused somewhere. Kids may be a sixth grade level, but they never been to school. So when they come to United States, we put them by their age, but they have never have been a kindergarten level education. Those kids born in a refugee camp and all that. So imagine how much that would be for our school system. You need to be hard because they behave differently. They don't know how to be in a school, in a system the way we have it. So teaching them, getting them in a place where our students are, it takes a lot of money.
So why are we forcing these people to do something they don't want to do in the name of helping them, right? I mean, that's what
Like I said earlier, unless we get to the root of a problem, we would never solve. We're doing this just for the vote's sake. And it's really hard on the refugees, hard on our economy.
So we should maybe take on socialism in some of these countries and the awful conditions these people are in.
Yes.
And give them a reason to stay. Now, that's called nation building, too, mm-hmm. and that's controversial.
Yes, right? Yes.
Are you saying, though, the United States and Israel being the countries that, as you earlier said, have this special status in the world, which I would share with you, have a special obligation to help in that regard?
No, what I'm saying is today we're hearing America is the most racist country.
Yeah.
Because of the common sense thing. To me, building a wall, vetting a refugee is a common sense. I have a door on my house. I would not let everybody passing by come and help themselves in my house. I don't do that. So it makes sense to have those things. But the reason I'm saying this is America is not a racist country. As a matter of fact, America is built is designed by founding fathers for a reason. Those founding fathers, they came from many other places around the world. Historically, if you study, they came from a tyrannical government. They have seen many other ways of to govern. So they thought to themselves, we got to make a country that fits the way God intended for human to live. So these two countries, what makes them unique, they are designed to fit everybody. And these countries are built on a biblical principle. I have to study American history to become a U.S. citizen. I was not born here. So to become American citizen, I have to study the history. The more I study American history, the founding fathers and the law of the land, I was blown away. This is how humans supposed to live.
You realize you have a greater love for this country than
I do.
Many people that were born here. That's obvious in a 20-minute conversation with you that I can sense that, which is really neat. I only have a few seconds left. What else do you want people to know?
What else, people? I really want us to take a deep breath and look into things, not being led by the media, by the left media and the politicians. It really is the best interest for all of us. It's the best thing. It's the best thing for the refugees and immigrants. I came with a three-year-old and a three suitcase to this country. I have built the homes and business. That has happened because I'm a black woman, a refugee, grow up an orphan. That happened because I live in this country.
Shidito Kebeta, the book is Appeal to Heaven for a Greater Nation. How do people get that?
They can look up my website, shiditokebeta.com.
All right, we'll put it up on our Facebook page, too, and we'll have you back. We'll continue this conversation because I learned a lot, and it was fascinating to chat with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.